Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the last session today. This session is about DNSSEC resolving. I'm Mats Stoffberg. I'm the chair and the speaker, first speaker of this session. We will have a panel here of two representatives of other ISPs in Sweden. And after discussing the resolving issue, Richard Lamb from IANA will come up and talk about the signing of the route. No, not this one. Okay, this is me. And okay. Security warning. Okay, don't let Telesnair in. Yes, so this presentation is about experiences from an ISP's perspective. I will try to present some experience that we have achieved since we started the preparation for DNSSEC-enabled DNS resolving. This experience now include 16 months of DNSSEC resolving in real production environment. And I will also highlight some possible obstacles and problems that you might meet when turning DNSSEC resolving on, or some other ISP would meet. A little bit background on what TeliaSonera is. TeliaSonera is the largest ISP in Sweden. So we have in Sweden 1.5 to 2 million customers using IP connection through our backbone. And we have different services like fixed telephony, mobile telephony, etc. Consumers and companies. For DNS resolving, we have one dedicated, redundant, and distributed DNS system. And we use that for all customers. In total, we have 1.5 to 2 million users that depend on this DNS resolving system. Corporate may have their own resolving system, but many corporates choose to use forwarding to our resolving system. We base our resolving system on ordinary Linux servers. We have multiple servers in multiple sites. And currently we use bind version 9.4.2-P2 with full DNSSEC support built in. The good news about DNSSEC resolving is that it is backward compatible with ordinary DNS resolving. We heard earlier about problem with home gateways that might not be able to handle full DNSSEC packages back. But as DNSSEC should work, if you send a plain DNS query, you should only get a plain DNS response back, i.e. you should not see that there is any DNSSEC behind it. So when we plan this, we didn't expect that the users should discover any new behavior or any changes. What is required to do a DNSSEC resolving is, of course, to have the software that supports DNSSEC resolving. That is, in our case, Bind, and you have to have Bind 9.3 or higher. But there are other alternatives, such as CNS and Unbound. DNSSEC validation must be enabled in Bind. I don't know about CNS and Unbound. Maybe it's turned on by default. And thirdly, as root is not signed, you have to decide what zones or domains to trust and add a trust anchor for each zone that you want to trust. And if you trust a zone, it means that you automatically trust all of its child zones if there is a DNSSEC delegation. It's important to point out that the trust anchors are needed. So if there's no trust anchor, there's no validation. And so if you only have some trust anchor for some of the TLDs, it means that you will only validate those TLDs. In our case, we only have the .se zone in our resolvers, which means that we will not do any validation on, say, .br. And if you have a DNSSEC resolver without any trust anchor, it's just a plain DNSSEC resolver. So that's nothing thrilling. In February last year, .se launched DNSSEC as a full service in production. They had tested DNSSEC for another 1.5 years, so 3 years ago they started to sign the .se zone, but then it was just piloting. Last spring we started preparation for DNSSEC resolving, and we tested DNSSEC resolving in our lab. And of course, very importantly, we trained our support organization to make sure that they understood the change that DNSSEC gave and the errors, the problems that the customers might see. In June last year, we were ready and turned DNSSEC on in our resolvers. And it's the same resolvers that I showed a slide on earlier. And that covers almost all our Swedish customers. So it's not just a small part of our customers that we now give DNSSEC resolving to. It's almost all of them. It's now no opt-in. We don't ask them, do you want to have DNSSEC resolving? We add it because we think that DNSSEC resolving is just an upgrade of DNS. At the time, the Bind version was 9.4.1. And we did the update of the resolvers, of the servers, stepwise to make sure that if there was any problem, we were able to back out. And as now, the only trust anchor that we configured was the .se key. Since June last year, we have upgraded Bind a few times, both to meet bugs and vulnerabilities. For example, the last one this summer. Some of the bugs have been related to DNSSEC. But we have run DNSSEC, resolving since June last year, so we have not stopped it for a while